Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. Well, if you went to the Lane Beachley in conversation event a little while ago, you'll know how good that was. There is another cracker coming up.
Oh, this is going to be an absolute little ripper, especially if you love your rugby, because I firmly believe this man is Australia's greatest ever rugby player, the magnificent John Eales. He's going to be on show at this incredible lunch. And the MC, another bona fide legend, our guest this afternoon, Australian poet extraordinaire, Rupert McCall. How are you, Rupert?
Good afternoon, boys.
Now, just quickly,
how are you?
Thanks
for that reception.
I feel bad too, because did you think for a second there I was referring to you as Australia's greatest ever rugby player?
Not at all. No, even though I did play a little bit of rugby with the man in question.
I don't think it's out of line to say John Eales. Is he the greatest wallaby ever?
He's definitely up there. It would be hard to argue against that, especially for how he led us as a captain. There was nothing that you could achieve on a rugby field that John Eales didn't achieve as captain. And he redefined the role of the second rower, you know, somebody who could actually, you know, kick field goals and,
and kick conversions and Bledisloe Cup winning penalties and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. He had it all, and he's first-class quality human being as well.
And it's funny you say about changing that role. I remember, because I pretty much lived at Ballymore as a kid, even though I was a Sunshine Coast kid, we'd all travel down to Ballymore, and yes. I reckon the Reds were maybe playing Transvaal or someone like that, and whoever the South African goal kicker was, he thought, I'll have a shot from a sneaky 70 metres out. That's what they did when they came to Australia. And I remember the whole crowd just going dead silent and then losing its mind when they lifted Eelsy to knock away a penalty.
Are you allowed to do
attempt?
That?
You're not anymore. That's the thing. That was the sort of thing they've gone, wait a second, we've got this guy who's 6'10". He's an athletic freak. Let's make use of that.
The great players often cause a change in the rule book, and that's what Eelsy did.
And now what about yourself, mate? You're going to be the MC on the afternoon. Everyone would know your wonderful poetry. Are we going to get a little taste of that on the day?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I'll pay tribute to Eelsy and the game that we played. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Now, speaking of that, because we do want, it'd be remiss while we've got Rupert here, Albie, that we didn't have a little opportunity, because he is, I believe, Australia's greatest poet laureate.
Well, it's interesting. The other day we were talking about the fact that 60% of us have never written a poem.
Never written a poem.
Since we left school.
Since school. And so, Rup, we thought while we've got you, mate, if it's okay, and we're taking this very seriously, we've both penned a poem, and we'd like you to very genuinely tell us which is the superior beast, okay?
I think emceeing the luncheon's going to be a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a tough choice. I reckon they're both going to be terrible. Albie, I'm going to allow you to go first.
Well, of course, Rupert is a poet laureate. Yep. He's the author of 6 anthologies of verse.
Knows his stuff.
I've gone for an octave, Rupert, the 8 lines in a poem.
I think he knows what it is.
Yeah, I just want to explain to the
far away, Albie. I'm looking forward to your iambic pentameter.
Okay. There's a popular team called the Broncos. They once were top of the tree, till they hired a bloke named Seabold. They would have done better with me. Now they've turned to favourite son Kevy, and he's holding plenty of sway. But if he fails, what do we do then? Maybe Anastasia Palaszczuk?
Oh, very nice.
I like it.
I couldn't find anything else to rhyme with sway.
I tell you what, you wouldn't find Palaszczuk in a lot of rhyme dictionaries,
No. And it's, and all its syllables. That was pretty special.
Yeah,
and
thank
it had a good flow and a good story.
That was nice. Okay, look, I've actually, rather than something as fancy as Albie's, I've just gone for a shameless grab at votes here. And I'm not going to lie to you, I want to win this. I've gone for, I believe, the most pure, most classical form of poetry, the limerick.
Okay.
Normally, it's usually about a man from Nantucket.
Nantucket.
I haven't done that one today. So I think you'll see, this may seem like a shameless grab for the victory. Here's mine, Rupe.
Yeah.
There was once a man named McCall. He was clever and handsome and tall. He's judging our rhyme, and I'm hoping in time he say mine is the best one of all.
The dirty pool.
So, Rupert, you handsome, clever, tall man, which one was better?
Well, I'm certainly not as tall as John Eales, but something had a rhyme with McCall there. I see what you did. This is neck and neck. It's going down to the wire, but for all its cleverness and I think including incorporating a couple of characters in the modern scope of society, I'm going with Albie.
Oh, yeah. I could hear it in his voice.
Yet again. See, John Eels wouldn't have lost a poetry competition. This is going to be an absolutely red-hot afternoon. Put it in your diary. Friday, July 16, 11:30 till 2 at Venue 114 at Bock Arena. It's $130 per person. Book now, venue114.com.au. It's all about John Eels, Australia's greatest rugby player, and emceed by our great mate and Australia's greatest poet, apparently now followed by Albie, Rupert McCall. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, mate.
Thanks, guys.